Georgia just went into the state of Alabama and grabbed a top five cornerback. Cue that intro. All right, guys, in today's video, I'm going to be talking about the Georgia Bulldogs going into Alabama and picking up five-star cornerback A.J. Harris. Yes, as an Alabama fan, this does sadden me to sit here and do this video, but A.J. Harris is a guy I have followed and paid a lot of attention to and wanted to do a video and give, well, I guess the roses to the Georgia Bulldogs for picking him up, right? But with that being said, in today's video, I'm going to be covering his measurables according to 24/7 and On3, going over his 2021 high school stats, his traits as well, and what this means, and give an update on the 2023 Georgia Bulldogs recruiting class. So let's go ahead and jump into today's video. A.J. Harris is a five-star cornerback. He's a number five cornerback according to 24/7 Sports in the nation, 25th overall player in the entire class. Right now he's listed at 6'1", 180 pounds, plays for Central High out of Phenix City, Alabama. They did beat out Alabama, Florida, Clemson, and just a whole laundry list of other schools here to get him in. This was not a huge surprise for me that he went to Georgia, but it was a little bit of a surprise that it was this early and the Alabama didn't put up more of a fight. I get it. Alabama already got Jaleel Hurley with a hard commit. They're looking at Tony Mitchell and possibly Cormani McClain, which I think will go to Florida, but they are still in the mix for him as well. But with that being said, anytime you see an Alabama player this highly touted, this highly rated, going to the Georgia Bulldogs, you know, it stings a little bit to the heart, right? So, but either way, we're going to get past this. This is good. This is good for college football. Georgia being on the up and up and winning their national championship first in 41 years has definitely been a good thing. Kirby Smart finally got the Georgia Bulldogs over that hump that it seemed like Mark Richt cannot do for all those fans out there. Because Georgia, in my opinion, has some of the better fans. I get it. Everybody has those annoying fans to some extent. But look, you know, deserving so, Georgia's had a lot, and I mean a lot, of good teams in that 41-year time frame, especially in the past probably 10 to 15 years since I've been paying really close attention to Georgia football. So with that being said, he was recruited by Fran Brown, which I don't know a whole lot about, but I do know who Del McGee is, who is the secondary recruiter. Del McGee seems like he's always in the mix for these top-tier talent recruits when it comes down to it. If you guys know more about Fran Brown as a Georgia fan or whatever it may be, please leave in the comments below on basically information about him. Is he near the top when it comes to recruiting and stuff like that? I always try to learn as much as I humanly can, but I can't cover 130 football teams and every recruiter they have for him or assistant or coordinator. So with that being said, let's talk about his 2021 football season. He had 31 tackles, 3 pass deflections, and 2 forced fumbles. That's kind of like the highlights I got from 24/7, and if you look up his stats. Now, as far as his traits that I could find from 24/7 and On3, and a little bit I did as far as reviewing film on YouTube, whatever that is worth, what it comes down to is he looks like he's going to translate better at the safety position at the college level, and that really came from 24/7. They said they don't really predict him to play cornerback because of a multitude of reasons I'm about to list off here. He's a very quick twitch player and great, and does a great job of change of direction. Excels very well heading downhill, which is obviously great in run support. Has ability to read offenses. So basically what they're saying, in my opinion, there is he may not have the highest football IQ right now, but he definitely has the potential. You know, if he works hard, obviously the more you're in college, the more you're going to study. He has that potential. He has the ability to become that high football IQ guy. Very physical player that doesn't shy away from contact. We'll just put it that way. He hits very hard. When you go watch his film, the first thing you're going to notice is, look, he drives through tackles. He's a form tackler, and he loves contact. Letting him roam near the box would benefit in run support, and he does have track speed. So one thing On3 kind of highlights is, look, he's not going to have elite speed, but he's going to have the track speed, which is another reason I think, you know, the transition from corner to safety or permanently in the safety position would benefit him more in the long term. And look, when you go and watch him, he does a pretty good job in press man. I get that. But when you sit there and give him the ability to use his instincts in zone, when you actually go watch his film, that's when you notice he kind of shines a little bit more. And I believe that's why they kind of predict he's probably going to be in that safety role. And the fact that he's so good in run support, coming inside that box and helping out there as well. So he's a very, very physical player. And Alabama fans, he reminds me a lot of Landon Collins. Landon Collins throughout his well, career, you know, he started off mainly in the box for run support and learned more of the safety position. And the more he learned, the more he backed out, and they trusted him a little bit more in the back end of the defense. I feel like that could be the case here with AJ Harris. Let's go ahead and give an update on the Georgia, 2023 recruiting class. They are now seventh in recruiting for the 2023 class. They have 10 hard commits. We're talking about 3 wide receivers, 2 offensive line, 2 defensive line, and 2 defensive backs. There is no surprise there. I do not expect to see a quarterback, because they're in the hunt right now for, well, we know Arch Manning and a couple others as well. But Carson Beck and Brock Vandergriff is still there waiting in the wings behind Stetson Bennett. This will be Stetson Bennett's last year. And if it's not, my God, I don't know what he's going to do. Get his PhD next and somehow find a way to stay there for another COVID year. But either way, in all good fun, you know, you have 2 very, very, very capable quarterbacks behind him. I've talked to a lot of Georgia fans who said, look, Vandergriff is probably the better talent, but Beck has the better arm, the better pocket passer. If you're a Georgia fan, let me know what you think about that in the comments below. But that's just what I've been told. So moving on here, I want to highlight too where they're getting the recruits from. Obviously, Georgia owning the state of Georgia here is their top place to get recruits. 4 of them from Georgia, 2 from Alabama, 2 from Florida, 1 from Nevada, and 1 from Virginia. So with that being said, once again, Georgia is near the top in recruiting. You know, they're always in the top, the top 5, it seems like, every single season, if not the number 1 or number 2 recruiting class. I don't expect this year to be, honestly, any different. But I definitely think that Georgia will finish in the top 3 when it comes to this 2023 recruiting class. I'm real interested to see later on into the season and towards the end of the year if they're going to end up adjusting these recruiting windows, so when early signing day is in December and then final in February, and what these transfer portal windows will look like as well. Because the last thing we want is transfer portals kind of intersecting with these recruiting windows or signing days when these players can jump ship. Let's say a recruitment decommits because of a transfer portal guy jumps from one team to the next just because of an NIL deal. I think that's something that has to be addressed in the long term. Please leave in the comments below on what you think about that. But other than that, guys, AJ Harris, 5-star cornerback, goes to Georgia. Hopefully you guys did enjoy today's video. If you did, make sure to give it a thumbs up. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button below as well if you like watching videos like this pertaining to college football, recruiting, and more. Like I said earlier, make sure to check out the podcast if you want to listen to the audio only on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iTunes, Amazon, and Captivate, and a multitude of others. Other than that, you guys have a good day and roll tide. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, go.